the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, July the 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. President Trump declares progress on trade talks with China, but is Huawei a Trojan horse? Also on the Monday rundown, anti-gerrymandering advocates press on despite the high court ruling, and fighting real estate wire fraud. Topping our news, Senator John Barrasso says President Trump lifting the ban on U.S. companies doing business with Chinese tech Huawei does concern him, without denouncing Trump's recent announcement. Barrasso told NBC News on Meet the Press, "I'm very concerned about Huawei. I think they're a threat to our national security." NBC News adds that Barrasso said allowing Huawei in the U.S. would be like the Trojan horse, ready to steal more information. And despite a blow from the U.S. Supreme Court, our Suzanne Potter reports anti-gerrymandering groups are pressing on to implement the Michigan Voter Initiative that gives redistricting power to an independent citizens commission.
The High Court ruled late last week that federal judges can't interfere with electoral maps drawn for partisan gain, which means that Michigan's highly gerrymandered districts will now remain in effect for the 2020 election. But Nancy Wang with the group Voters Not Politicians says the ruling doesn't affect Proposal 2, and now nonpartisan maps will be in place for the 2022 elections.
2.5 million people from all across Michigan of all political parties came together to protect our democracy and to make our government work for the people. And I can't think of a thing that's more patriotic than that.
The new maps will use data from the 2020 census, so accuracy is key. Also last week, the Supreme Court blocked adding a citizenship question to the census, which if included could cause an undercount in areas with high percentages of immigrant families.
Wang says there was some talk about holding a special election for seats in the state Senate, since lawmakers were elected under the existing partisan maps, but she says the court ruling nixes that possibility. Where a person lives, works, and plays, it can shape their overall health outcomes. In Ohio, community health centers are working to identify how social determinants may be affecting their patients.
Medical staff at the centers are using a screening tool called PREPARE during routine office visits to detect social, economic, and environmental variables in a patient's life. Erin Trapp with Compass Community Health in Portage County says by using this tool, they discovered one patient had been living in her car.
It's a matter of survival for her. Following our care plan and getting her medication was not a priority. So we were able to link her with different community resources, and she is one of our success stories now. She actually has a job. She has an apartment.
PREPARE stands for the Protocol for Responding to and Assessing Patients' Assets, Risks, and Experiences. It's estimated that just 20% of health outcomes are attributed to clinical care, while social determinants account for 80%. Mary Sherman reporting.
PREPARE is also used by hospitals, health plans, and others. And a new coalition to stop real estate fraud is launching this month. The idea is to make more people aware of the dangers of what it calls a national epidemic of real estate fraud. More on the story from Diane Benard.
Buying a home is a complicated process, and the group says scammers pretend to be professionals involved in the transaction. After a victim wires money to the wrong person, it's rarely recovered, ending up in thousands of dollars of losses for the buyer. Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones of Alabama is offering his support to the group to fight what's become a national problem.
The victims are across the country, including my own home state of Alabama. One of my constituents in Alabama lost $250,000 to this scam. Another lost $12,000.
FBI records show that in 2018, 11,300 people across America lost almost $150 million to fraudulent real estate wire transfers. According to the coalition, that's a 166% increase in the amount of money lost compared to 2017. Tom Linen, an executive vice president at BankUnited, which is supporting the anti-fraud group, says it's important for homebuyers not to rush through such an important transaction.
If you're ready to buy your home and send your money, you should be extra vigilant and suspicious and plan on confirming and verifying everything. We want to make sure consumers know the risks and the urgency of this problem.
The coalition is introducing a digital information campaign in three cities, Birmingham, Pittsburgh, and Virginia Beach. Finally, Dan Hyman goes far and wide in this reporting, a group getting electric rickshaws into polluted Indian cities, and a startup recycling CO2 pulled from air to make cost-competitive fuel and chemicals. These are 2 of 10 winners in the second year of the Keeling Curve Prize.
The judges looked at more than 150 promising projects to cut greenhouse gases. Jacqueline Francis with the Keeling Curve Prize says they named winners in 5 categories Friday. She says high-tech company Opus 12 is developing a device to make products from CO2, electricity, and water. Meanwhile, a low-tech carbon solution also would make the Mexican coast more resilient.
Wild Coast is a mangrove restoration in Mexico.
When Charles David Keeling started measuring CO2 in the air in Hawaii in the 50s, the number of parts per million was about where it had been for thousands of years. Since then, it's risen by a third to the highest level in human history.
I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.